USA News. I'm John Schaefer. More than 1,000 lives have been lost and hundreds are injured in the aftermath of an earthquake that rocked Morocco, according to the BBC's Charlotte Winfield.
There's reports that buildings in Marrakesh's old city have been destroyed, and one family was trapped in the rubble of a collapsed house.
The nation's interior ministry revised the death toll Saturday following the 6.8 magnitude tremor that struck on Friday night. This has been the strongest earthquake to hit the North African country in over 100 years. Nancy Pelosi, the former House Speaker, has announced she's running for re-election. The California Democrat made her official statement on Friday, confirming her intent to seek another term in 2024. This decision follows Pelosi's choice last year to relinquish her role as the head of the House Democratic Caucus. She made history as the first female speaker. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito is rejecting Senate Democrats' demands for his recusal for an upcoming Supreme Court case, deeming it invalid. The request stemmed from his interview with a lawyer involved in the case. Alito stated unequivocally that there's no valid reason for him to recuse himself. This incident is part of a broader criticism regarding the court's lack of an ethics code. The Biden administration overstepped its authority to censor COVID-19 content, according to a ruling by the U.S. Court of Appeals.
In Friday's 75-page ruling, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit in New Orleans said the Biden administration ran afoul of the First Amendment in trying to pressure social media platforms over controversial content. It stated that the president, CDC, FBI, and Surgeon General cannot coerce the companies to remove content that it deems problematic. The ruling comes after a lawsuit filed in Louisiana accused the Biden administration of threatening Twitter and Facebook with antitrust lawsuits or changes to federal law that protect their liability and the silencing of conservative voices. The administration has 10 days to seek a review by the Supreme Court. I'm Jeremy Scott.
This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Reality TV star Kim Kardashian, who is of Armenian descent, has written an op-ed in Rolling Stone appealing to President Biden to prevent a potential Armenian genocide. She's urging the Biden administration to act swiftly, calling for sanctions and secession of foreign aid to Azerbaijan, which she alleges is employing starvation as a weapon against Armenians. Zach Bryan is not having a good run with police in Oklahoma.
Country singer Zach Bryan arrested Thursday night in Oklahoma after being argumentative with an Oklahoma Highway Patrolman after his security guy got pulled over.
Sir, I didn't do anything wrong.
Well, yeah, you did. I asked you to leave and get back in your truck, and you said you weren't going to do it.
This is the second time this happened to me in 3 days, actually. Because cops have just been, like, way too brutal on me.
Brian posted an apology video on his verified account on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter, where he apologized for the incident. I'm Corey Myers.
Linda Chen thought she had just won a brand new Mercedes after hitting a hole-in-one at a charity golf tournament. Instead, she was denied the prize and filed a lawsuit in response. Chen is suing several groups involved in organizing, advertising, and sponsoring the tournament for a breach of contract after the prize for hitting a hole-in-one was withheld from her. But the defendants have argued that Chen, a former professional golfer, wasn't eligible to win the car since the tournament's rules that she signed stated that only amateurs were qualified for the event. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM.